It's 10 totally random trivia questions from a guy named John's 50th birthday party in Venice, California. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be? And welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds, and we are just hours away from Christmas Eve. If you're listening in order, this is the second episode I've put up in a single day because I neglected to put one up yesterday. So you're getting a double dose of trivia if you subscribe to the show. If you're brand new, just hit subscribe and you'll get a new episode every single day and sometimes twice a day, like I just mentioned. And hopefully that doesn't happen again anytime soon. It took me 178 days for me to miss one day, and it was an insane day of travel, so I don't feel that bad about it. But hopefully you dig this show and you tell a friend about it and you get something out of it. What I get out of it is telling you guys about stuff I have going on in the trivia world, special events, and kind of scratching that trivia hosting itch every single day by asking you questions. Some people use this show to kind of like get through a commute. Some people use it as a fun like Friday night get together with friends and you can answer the questions and see who does better by writing down the answers, things like that. And some people use it to fall asleep, which I found, I don't think that's a compliment, right? Is it? I don't know. So somebody goes, the sound of your voice really puts me to sleep, but in a good way. And I was like, oh, okay. But one time I was on a pitch meeting with the people who did Adventure Time, and I told them that about Adventure Time, and they looked like they wanted to kick me out of the office. I was like, yeah, I go to sleep to this show because it's such a peaceful show. It puts me at ease. They were like, well, we hope everyone's not using it to fall asleep. And I was like, no, that's not what I meant. So I get what people say when they mean that, I guess. Today's episode is totally random questions, just like this intro, totally random. And this is from a guy named John's 50th birthday party. His wife hit me up and said, hey, can you do some fun rounds and topics on things he's into? And I said, sure, I'll close things out with 10 totally random questions about stuff he's into. So these are just, again, super random questions, but maybe you can figure them out. Or maybe you're into the same stuff John is into. And John is a big time television producer. So if you're a TV producer, maybe you'll nail these rounds, although I don't think any of them have to do with television producing. But we are going to jump into these questions right now. They are kind of LA-based. I should mention that. There's a few LA locations in this 10-question chunk, so kind of keep that in mind. If you don't live around LA, you can still play, but you might be like, what the hell is that? So we're going to jump to these questions right now. I'm just reading you them from a document that I prepared, so it's not a live episode, rather just me reading the questions. So let's see how you do on these 10 totally random questions from John's 50th birthday. Here we go. All right, here's question number one for random stuff of John's hobbies and interests from his 50th birthday in Venice, California. Question number one, who is the current head coach of the Stanford Cardinal football team? Question number one, who is the current head coach of the Stanford Cardinal football team? Question number two, what failed MP3 player from Microsoft debuted in November of 2006? Number two, what failed MP3 player from Microsoft debuted in November of 2006? Question number three, what endurance event series was created by two British citizens living in New York in 2010? Number three, what endurance event series was created by two British citizens living in New York in 2010? Question number four. The phrase keto in the keto diet is short for what longer word? Number four, the phrase keto in the keto diet is short for what longer word? Question number five. What kind of creature appears in the Starbucks logo? Number five, what kind of creature appears in the Starbucks logo? Number six, Swoop is the name of the mascot used by what NFL team? Number six, Swoop is the name of the mascot used by what NFL team? Question number seven, who hosted the Food Network show Good Eats from 1999 to 2012? Who hosted the Food Network show Good Eats from 99 to 2012? Question number eight, what famous LA sushi place has locations in Studio City, Beverly Hills, and Pasadena. Number 8, what famous LA sushi place has locations in Studio City, Beverly Hills, and Pasadena? Number 9, who is the spokesman for Tai Bo? Number 9, who is the spokesman for Tai Bo? And number 10, in what LA suburb is the Renaissance Pleasure Fair currently held every May? Number 10, in what LA suburb is the Renaissance Pleasure Fair currently held every May? Those are your 10 random questions from John's 50th birthday party. He nailed the round, and hopefully you did too. We'll be right back with the answers in just a second. All right, here are your answers to those 10 random questions from John's birthday. Number 1, who's the current head coach of the Stanford Cardinal football team? That was David Shaw. David Shaw. If you happen to know the Stanford Cardinal football team, you probably would have known that one. I guess that was one of John's favorite teams. I think he went to Stanford. Number 2, what failed MP3 player from Microsoft debuted in November 2006? That was the Zune player. I bought one for my wife when we weren't married. I bought it for her in college. And we actually used it quite a bit, even after the Zune was kind of defunct. It was a good kind of just, hey, hook up the auxiliary cord, and let's play some music from that thing. The Zune MP3 player, I think John's wife was like, oh, he's into technology, so anything about technology, so that's why I threw that in there. Number 3, what endurance event series was created by two British citizens living in New York in 2010? The Tough Mudder. That's the big muddy one that a lot of people do, and they wear the shirts. That's how much I know about these things. I think they wear like shirts and they run through mud. Number 4, the phrase keto and the keto diet is short for what longer word? Ketogenic. Ketogenic, like photogenic, but keto. Number 5, what kind of creature appears in the Starbucks logo? That, of course, is a mermaid. I don't think I ever realized that until I looked it up. I was like, oh, yeah, I guess she is a mermaid. I never looked at it. There's certain things I never really look at, especially with logos. You just kind of see it, and you're just like, oh, Best Buy, and you don't notice there's like a tag in there or whatever. Maybe there's not even a tag in there. I don't know what I'm saying. Number 6, Swoop is the name of the mascot used by what NFL team? The Philadelphia Eagles. Philadelphia Eagles. Pretty sure they won the Super Bowl recently. Last year, maybe. Number 7, who hosted the Food Network show Good Eats from 99 to 2012? This was on an episode the other day from a Food Network round I did with my friend Allie. And the answer was Alton Brown. Alton Brown from 99 to 2012 hosted Good Eats. Number 8, what famous LA sushi place has locations in Studio City, Beverly Hills, and Pasadena? That's Sugarfish. Sugarfish is the name of that place. Number 9, who's the spokesman for Tai Bo? Billy Blanks. Billy Blanks, he's high-kicking, low-kicking, and mid-kicking in that Tai Bo infomercial. And number 10, in what LA suburb is the Renaissance Pleasure Fair currently held every May? That is Irwindale, California, not far from where I live right now. And if you've been to that fair, it's one of the biggest in the country. It's a ton of fun. Irwindale, California. All right, guys, those were your random questions. Hopefully you had fun playing along and hearing about John's birthday and interests. And if you have a topic you want me to do, throw $5 my way over on the Patreon page, patreon.com/triviawithbuds, and become a part of making this show what it is every single day. I'd love to have you on board, and a ton of fun stuff coming in the brand new year just around the corner. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks for telling a friend, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.